as the mother of that most famous of persons. Mary would have to be one of the most misunderstood people in all of history. For some, because of the uniqueness of motherhood and the uniqueness of Mary, some people want to make her a figurehead for all of motherhood. Others, because of her role in the birth of the Saviour, want to elevate upon her sinlessness and perpetual virginity. Protestants who want to avoid the errors of the So to Mary, what can we say about her? Well, firstly, that she was a wonderful woman. That is something that we often forget in Protestant circles. When she received news that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, she received the news with humility and faith. She committed herself to God's care. We might not think such a response is any big deal under, we think for a moment, the risk that she was under. She was at a very great risk of being divorced, for that is what Joseph thought he should do. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. She was at risk of being divorced and living in shame for the rest of her life. But not only that, she was at risk of being stoned to death. She would have been accused of adultery, and stoning is what they did to adulterers in those days. And yet, for all of that, she said this from Luke 1:38, "May it be to me as you have said." She had great faith in God. She was a wonderful, godly woman. Secondly, she was to have a wonderful experience, albeit painful, like all mothers. For in the birth of Jesus, she was the mother of God. In our reaction against certain treatments of Mary, that title might not sit comfortably with us, but nevertheless, it is true. For Jesus was God become flesh. Mary was the mother of a human who was divine. Mary had the unique experience of being the mother of God. When the shepherds were told about the birth of Jesus, they were told by angels that the child born was the Christ, that he was to be a saviour, that he was the Lord. And when the shepherds came and told Mary these things, we are told that she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary had God the Son living in her home and being obedient to her. Luke 2:51, Jesus went down to Nazareth and was obedient to his parents. Mary was in the crowds from time to time as he taught, and she was at the cross when he died. She was in the upper room when Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection. Mary most certainly had a wonderful experience as the mother of Jesus, albeit tinged with sadness. Thirdly, Mary is greatly misunderstood. And perhaps because of Mary's wonderful experience, her place, unfortunately, has been widely exaggerated. Exaggerated to such an extent that it does dishonour to the wonderful woman that she was. Everything that is good about motherhood, every good thing that mothers have done, has been projected onto Mary by some. Mary has been made into the woman who can do no wrong. She has been turned into the ultimate mother. The mother not just of Jesus, but of us all. She has been described as the mother of heaven and the mother of all mankind. But we must say that Mary wasn't the ultimate mother. She was a mother like all others. Yes, the mother of the Lord Jesus, even the mother of God, but still a mother. She wasn't my mother, and she wasn't your mother, and she is not the mother of heaven. Some say that Mary was born without sin, but there is no evidence for that. She herself calls Jesus her Saviour. She was in need of a Saviour, just like the rest of us. It is said by some that she remained a virgin after Jesus was born, as if not to have sex in a married relationship is somehow a holy act. We know, though, that God intends that there be regular sexual activity between a husband and wife, and not to do so is a denial of how God created us. The scriptures also speak not only of Jesus having brothers and sisters, but some of them are even named. James, who wrote one of the letters, being one of them. It has also been said that she is the one that you should turn and pray to. It has been said that she has appeared in all kinds of shrines. It has been said that Mary, after she completed her earthly life, was in body and soul taken up into heaven. Some say this happened on the way to the burial. Others say that she was raised after 3 days. All of this being projected onto Mary is contrary to what she would have wanted, because it leads to her taking the place that rightfully belongs to Jesus in our hearts. Millions of people around the world elevate Mary to a plane that belongs to Jesus, because he alone was sinless. He alone is the one that we should pray to. He alone is the one who died on the cross so that we might be saved. He alone was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. No one else was good enough. Not Mary and not anyone else. The danger, friends, of the elevated status of Mary is that we project onto her the status of a heavenly mother who will be all those things that earthly mothers are supposed to be and sometimes are. That we look to her to take our requests to God. But this, make no mistake about it, has got nothing to do with the Bible. And certainly a godly woman like Mary would want nothing to do with it. This is misunderstanding motherhood, and it is misunderstanding Mary. So fourthly, let's turn to Jesus' comments about the status of his mother. There are two passages where Jesus directly speaks on this issue, and they were read for us by Susan. First, there is Luke 8:19, which says, "Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, 'Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you.' He replied, 'My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice.'" The crowds here are expecting that Mary and the brothers of Jesus would have a priority in Jesus' mind. But Jesus says, no, his mother and brothers are not special. Rather, it is those who hear God's word and do it. The second occasion is in Luke 11:27 and 28, where Jesus was speaking to the crowds. And a woman in the crowd cries out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." The woman in the crowd thought that Mary's unique experience of motherhood would give her special blessing. But Jesus speaks of a much greater blessing, the hearing and the doing of the Word of God. On both occasions, Jesus speaks of the priority of hearing and doing God's Word. The real family of Jesus are not the blood relatives, but those who hear his words and put them into practice. You see, we are not to fall into the trap of putting family up on a pedestal, or someone like Mary, who was a member of a most incredible family. Because as great and wonderful as family life can be, that is what makes it such a danger. It becomes a good idol for the devil to work with. Because we know how good it can be, it is easy to make it the only good and to leave God out of the picture. As society downplays the role of family, in our reaction against it, we can start to emphasise its place to the extent that it can be pushed up into the position that should be taken by God himself. Because the really blessed person is not the one who has a great family. The really blessed person is not Mary, as blessed as she was. For imagine her holding the baby Jesus in her hands. I remember holding my daughters in my arms for the first time, and it brought tears to my eyes. Imagine Mary holding the King of the Universe in her arms. And imagine her pondering all the things she had been told about him as he grew. Yes, she was blessed. But if you think she had it good, remember the words of Jesus. For fifthly and lastly, we can be even more blessed than the Blessed Virgin Mary. For the person who hears the words of Jesus and puts them into practice has it infinitely better, for they are the ones who are truly blessed along with her. Blessed is the woman who gave you birth and nursed you, says one in the crowds. No, 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 says Jesus. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Now, on this first day of a new year, just let those words sink in for a moment. You will be more blessed than the Blessed Virgin Mary if you hear the word of God and live by it. May we do that not just as a New Year's resolution, which goes out the window in a few weeks' time, or not just even for 2017, but for the orientation of our whole lives. You will be more blessed than the Blessed Virgin Mary if you hear the word of God and live by it. Let me pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the godly example of Mary. And we pray that we might remember that as blessed as she was, that the greater blessing is for those who hear the word of God and do it. By God's grace, may it be so. Amen.